Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Almost that time. Are you ready?
Ready when you are, baby.
Today is National Candy Day.
Do you want some candy?
I want candy!
Ah, sweet tooth, eh? Give me your candy.
Sweet tooth.
This show, all right.
You're mine.
A little something for the old sweet tooth.
You got it? Did it smell like candy?
We're marking National Candy Day.
Uh-huh. Okay, time for the show.
Here we go.
It's showtime.
Yes, since we probably, most of us anyway, have a supply of Halloween candy left, if you hadn't eaten it all yet. I like candy. I'm a candy person. My favorite candy, probably, if I'm pinned to it, Starburst. Least favorite candy, black licorice.
Oh my gosh. You and me both. I hate black licorice. That is absolutely the worst.
I don't know how people put that in their mouth, chew it up, and swallow it. I really don't.
It's awful. My favorite, though, is peanut M&Ms. I love them.
The problem with peanut M&Ms is my inability to stop eating them.
Correct.
If you buy one of those shareable bags or whatever they call them, you know, the one with the resealable.
Yeah, that close back up.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a very dangerous thing to do.
Absolutely. And I'm not sharing them.
But it is National Candy Day, which kind of gives you an excuse, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for starting your day. Chase is off today. Sunshine today. A little warmer than yesterday. 66. Starting out chilly. 38.
Like a rainy Sunday morning makes me want to stay in bed.
Love you like I do.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf. Dylan Scott, nobody. 6:11. Still no projected winner in the presidential election. This is going to take a while. Right now, I mean, this is like right now. Biden has 68. Listen how close this is. 68 million votes. Trump has 65 million votes.
Shoo.
That gives Biden 225 electoral votes. Again, there's 270 needed to win. And Trump has 213 electoral votes. Super close everywhere. Super close in the Senate, too. Democrats have 44. Republicans have 47 seats. You got to have 51 to win or to gain control. So anyway, that's where we are right now. It's going to take a while. And there's all kinds of questions being raised already. Trump already made a speech and said that he's won. He said the election's being stolen from him and some stuff like that. And Biden's already made a couple of announcements. Anyway, we'll keep an eye on it as the morning goes on. 6:12 now, a chilly start again today, but beautiful weather today. Even warmer than yesterday, but still very fall-like. Sunny today in 66.
The Wolf.
We're here with 11-year-old Sheldon, Medford High School.
Love that big finish. Luke Combs, Love It On You. New Country 93.1 The Wolf. It's the Wake Up with the Wolf show at 6:23. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. Chase back tomorrow. Odds and ends time. It's true. 20,000 seasonal jobs are available for holiday work at Lowe's.
All right.
They are expecting a big season, and they are looking for you. Hourly staffers will receive a $300 bonus, while part-timers will receive a $150 bonus. So not only the job, but the bonus too. Nice.
I think I'll get me a part-time there.
You know, drive-in theaters have made a comeback and are expected to continue to make a comeback. They expect to plan a busy season this season by showing holiday classic films on the big screen. Of course, Cars will be socially distanced and all that kind of stuff, but movies like White Christmas and all those movies, they're planning on showing those to bring people in, give them something a little extra to do during the holidays.
You know, I've been saying this for years. Where are the drive-ins? I love them. I think they're great. And, you know, there's a little bit of nostalgia there. And I'm happy they're coming back. I hate the way that they had to come back.
Yeah.
But I'm happy they're coming back.
Me too. I always enjoy going to the drive-in. American Airlines has cut 100,000 flights in December. Let me repeat that. Let that soak in if you're planning on holiday travel. 100,000 flights have been cut on one airline alone. That's American Airlines. The airline says they removed 50% of their schedule because of low holiday travel demand. That's based on bookings so far.
That's sad.
If you're planning last minute, you may be able to get a seat. I don't know what the rates are going to look like, but you may be able to get a seat if you do plan on flying. Well, there's still no projected winner in the presidential election, but let me tell you something. It is tight.
Yeah.
Super tight, just a few votes apart. It's going to take a while to figure this thing out. 800,000 swing state voters got robocalls yesterday. I don't know if you heard about this. The call was telling them to stay home and vote today.
Oh.
And the FBI is investigating to try to find out who placed the calls. A robotic monotone voice told people to stay home and stay safe. Kanye West voted for himself yesterday before posting the following message. He says, "The first vote of my life. We are here to serve. We pray for every servant leader in the world." Kanye only voted for himself and left the rest of the ballot blank. He may come back in the next presidential election. We'll see.
Kanye, thanks for that. Yeah. Thanks for that.
Hey, some of the polling places yesterday had DJs.
All right.
They had set up performing around the country at polling places while musicians and magicians performed at others. There was none of that at my polling place.
No, there was a ton of gnats flying around everybody's faces at mine. It was awful.
Did you have a line yesterday?
So I early voted last week.
Uh-huh.
And we waited in line maybe about 30 minutes, but it wasn't bad. But I would have enjoyed some raw entertainment instead of those awful gnats flying around our faces.
Some places had free food and stuff. That didn't happen at mine either. But instead of the sticker, I received the pin.
I got both.
I did not. I only got the pin. They slid it out of the little plastic sleeve, and I went and I voted, and I took the pin. And I'll be surprised. I will be interested to see how long it writes. I wonder how much ink's in those things. You know? Probably just enough to mark that ballot, right? We got a great deal on them, I got to tell you. Time. New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. There's Kane Brown in Heaven at 6:33. There's a new app out there that lets you set up a legally binding non-disclosure agreement before you send a nude selfie.
Okay.
Now, you may not be doing this, but there are a lot of people out there who, for whatever reason, do this. First of all, people, once it's in a text, once it's on the internet, once it's in an email, it's there forever.
Oh, yeah.
You've left a forensic trail. I don't care what they tell you about how that stuff's not stored or how it's disappeared. No,
yep.
It's always there. They can always get it. Anyway, if you're interested in this, there's a new app called eGree. That's E-G-R-E-E that lets you create a legally binding non-disclosure agreement with someone before you start doing things like that.
All right.
Once you both sign this non-disclosure agreement, if they leak your nude photos, you have grounds to sue them, legal grounds to sue them, and have the same legal standing you'd have if a lawyer had drawn up the contract for you.
Nice.
So you just get the app, fill out a few things electronically, and boom, it's done.
Wow. You know, a tasteful way to tastefully send nudes.
Now, I will be interested to see, and you can check on this. After a while, I want to see how many downloads of this app there are.
Right.
In fact, I'd like to check that. I'm going to check it now. As soon as I have an opportunity, as soon as I turn this microphone off, I'm going to check and see how many of these have been downloaded. It is free for Apple or Android, so there's no charge for the app.
All you Windows phone users, you're screwed. Sorry.
Now, if you want to set up, there is a charge to go through completely with it, but it's only 99 cents.
That's a bargain. I just think this is the funniest thing ever.
So you can get the app, look over it, see if it's something that you'd be interested in. It's not going to cost you anything. And if you say, you know what, I'm going to start sending out some, you know, special picks. And I may have to sue them if they leak them out onto the internet. This could be handy. So I'm going to download the eGree app and I'm going to take a look. And hey, for less than a buck, you could make it legally binding. Again, it's called eGree, available free in your Apple or Android app store.
My, how times have changed.
Wouldn't you like to bring Grandpa back and tell him about this one? Hey, Gramps, you will not believe what has happened since you left this world. You might want to sit out.
See you and me riding like Bonnie and Clyde rolling out.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Good vibing. Getting those good vibes going this morning at 6:54. By the way, it is chilly this morning if you haven't been out. We're in the 30s. Sunny and 66 today. You want to go first, Annie? Go, girl.
I'll go first, yeah. So, you know, sharing is caring. And Halloween candy is at an abundance at everybody's home right now. And if and when you get done with that candy, or, you know, you just say, okay, you guys have had enough. This is it. You can donate it. It's a cool organization. It's called Soldiers Angels, and they're going to allow you to do that with their Treats for Troops campaign. Nice. And I guess it's something I never thought about, was sending troops candy from Halloween, you know? But, you know, they give their lives for us. Why can't we give a little bit of candy to them?
Getting those packages over there, man, imagine how exciting it is to get something like that from home and open it up and see all that stuff in there. You're in a hole in the desert somewhere. Ugh.
True. So true. Well, if you are interested in it and you don't know a lot about it, go to our website, 931wolfcountry.com. It's right there on the homepage.
Hey, I got this guy in New York, man. It's unbelievable what people will do and what people will think of to do because it makes them and everybody else feel good. This guy in New York spent a full month sitting on a street corner with his typewriter. He set up a little desk there with his typewriter. And he's writing letters for anybody who wants him to write a letter for them. He, like, can type super fast and super accurate. So he's like, he's pounding out these letters for people. And he sits near a mailbox, and he's got the postage and everything right there. So he writes the letter, puts the postage on it, and sends the letter off right there.
So you think he'll write my minutes letter to Harvard?
He might. He might do that for you if you go up there. But what a cool idea. I would have never thought of that.
Yeah,
you know?
That's pretty neat.
I would have never thought of that. But he's doing it, and he's been doing it. And congratulations to him. Hundreds of people have come by and said, hey, write a letter to my mom. Sure. The lost art of the handwritten note or letter, people. You want to make somebody happy? Do that.
You slip your finger, the tear in my T-shirt, and a couple songs on the radio. We sit around and we laugh about how we used to be when all we cared about was turning 16.
Now the Wake Up with a Wolf Show presents 5 After Laughter.
My favorite American historical figure is George Washington Carver. Do you know George Washington Carver? He invented over 100 things. But the most important thing that he invented was peanut butter. You guys know peanut butter? It's one of the great culinary treasures of the Western world. If you invented peanut butter, would you keep it a secret? Would you? Just for a week? Your own little secret treat? Not even tell your wife? I would, you know? His wife's like, George, you want me to bring the jelly sandwiches down to your workshop? No, no, Martha, that's okay. I don't know if her name was Martha, but neither do you. No, no, Martha, that's okay. Just leave them right outside.
You sure you don't want me to bring the jelly sandwiches down to your workshop and watch you invent for a while? No, no, Martha, just leave them outside and I'll eat them without adding anything to them at all. Certainly nothing that would immediately antiquate the idea of jelly sandwiches.
Hear Five After Laughter every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
You say, what if I hurt you?
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, Morgan Wallen, 7 summers ago. That one line in there says, are you sad to think that was 7 summers ago? Reminds me of something that one of my high school classmates wrote on Facebook, just put on there, friends, don't tell friends that 1980 was 40 years ago, which is the year I graduated from high school. So thank you for not actually saying that out loud. It can't be 40 years ago. Nah, it couldn't be. Can you believe that 40 years? I mean, when I say that, that's unbelievable to me.
I'm at 10, and I feel like grandma. So.
Golly, 20 years, man. Jeez, Candy, my cane, my walker, my scooter. All right, we're going to talk about meeting your significant other's folks for the first time. How did that go? Right. How'd that go down? Good stories coming up. 680-WOLF, we want to hear yours. You can text or call that number anytime you'd like.
93.1 The Wolf.
Want free gas for a year? It's simple. Download the Circle K.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. Here's Stephanie Quayle. What you drinking about? 7:25. Stories about meeting your significant other's family for the first time. Now, sometimes they're a significant other and you meet their family and it doesn't go anywhere. Other times you meet them, it's a very serious thing because you all are getting serious and you're headed down that path to marriage, only they don't really know it yet or whatever. So some interesting stories develop out of these meetings. Annie, let's start with you, please.
Well, not to throw my husband under the bus. But
we're going to anyway.
Yes, but I definitely think that I was the first girl he ever brought home.
Oh, big deal.
A lot of pressure there, right? So yep. I don't think I even realized it until after it happened. But well, you're going to meet the parents. I'm like, okay, cool. We're going to the bonfire at his house. That's awesome. Like, it's parents' house. Okay. So on the way there, he didn't really say much. I hear his parents are really nice and cool from the other friends that I know of his. And all he tells me is, don't believe a thing that comes out of my father's mouth. Ooh, he's full of crap. Setup. And I'm like, okay, you know me. I'm a joke right with you, smart aleck person myself. So I'm like, okay, maybe that's what he means, you know, whatever.
Right.
So we get to his house, and he's like, let's go inside and meet my mom. I go inside and meet his mom. Sweetest woman on earth tells me that if I dare, don't let her son spend his money on me. I'm a fool because he has plenty of it, so go ahead and let him spend it on me.
Okay, all right, good advice.
He doesn't use anything else. I was like, okay, cool, check. Go out back, and there's Danny's daddy. And I don't even remember the first words out of his mouth, but it was bullcrap. Okay, the first thing he said out of his mouth was some crazy off the wall mess. And
yes.
I looked right at him. I said, "Dad told me not to believe a word you say because you talk a lot of smack." He got the biggest grin on his face, and I think he fell in love with me at that moment because right. He knew he was going to get back everything he dished out from me.
Yeah, yes, I'm sure he did. I don't know why, but I think this is more common with girls. Girls will invite you to meet their family in this huge situation like a Thanksgiving or a Christmas or whatever because, oh, my family's so fun, you're going to love them.
Well, right, that's me normally.
They're fun for you because you know them and you've been around them. For me, that sounds horrible. So when I met, she's now my ex-wife, when I met her family, it was at a Thanksgiving thing.
Oh.
And there's like 400,000 of them. And they're everywhere. First of all, I'm terrible at remembering names and stuff. It was just an uncomfortable situation. It was also my first experience with Mediterranean or Middle Eastern foods, which I grew to love. Some of it I liked immediately when I tasted. Other things I learned to like as the years went on. But there was a particular cousin who was very proud of a dish she had made called kibbe. Some of you may know what kibbe is. It's a Middle Eastern dish. It's got meat and wheat and stuff in it, and it's really comfort food in the Middle East. And she pops this in my mouth, telling me how delicious it is. Well, that did not go well. Let's just say it didn't agree with me.
Ooh.
And I don't know how I did it. I was so embarrassed, but I like coughed. Like, it wasn't a gag, but it was sort of a, oh no, oh no. Oh. And out it came.
Oh.
I caught it in my hand. I caught it in my hand. So embarrassing.
I am just picturing this in my mind.
Now, it didn't end there.
Oh, no.
Later, and not much later, by the way, this stuff, it looked like it was going to snowball. There's a lot of little kids around. Okay, they're grown now, but there's a lot of little kids around.
You punch one in the face.
No, I didn't. But the punch part comes into play here. There was a big bowl. No, not that guy. There's a big bowl of delicious-looking punch there that they had. It was big festive atmosphere. The punch looked delicious. I love punch. So right. I got a cup of the punch. The punch was red. It even smelled delicious. And I got a cup of the punch in a glass punch cup. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the kids, unbeknownst to me, had come running through the room and was like underneath me.
One of them girls.
One of them girls, Lee Bryce, 733. Stories about meeting the in-laws or meeting maybe your kid's boyfriend or girlfriend for the first time. By the way, those of you of Middle Eastern descent who know what kibbeh is, you know there's a lot of different ways to make that. And it is, sometimes it's delicious. I'm not a big lamb person. And this who made it with the ground lamb, and there was no ground beef in it. And it was not. But I did learn to love all those foods, those Middle Eastern foods, Mediterranean foods are delicious. How about you, 680 Wolf? Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
It's not really a horror story for me, but it's what I said to two of my daughter-in-laws when I met them for the first time many years ago.
Okay, go.
My middle son's wife is a year older than him, and I said to her as they were dating and I was taking them to Pizza Hut for a date, I told her, I said, you know, statutory rape goes both ways.
Oh, God.
Whoa.
She's still married to my son. I have
And she's probably even speaking to you to this day. Yeah, right?
Yeah, still speaking to me to this day. And my young son, I said to his wife of 11 years now, I asked her, what are your intentions with my son?
What was her response?
She really didn't have one, but she, you know, I mean, they're my boys, and I do have an older son. He's not married, and I haven't said anything to that one, but they're my boys. They're mama's boys. I love my boys, and I don't care how old they get. Don't hurt my son.
That's right. Well, thanks for calling.
All right. Y'all have a great day.
Yeah, it's always good when they're still speaking to you. 735.
Stressed out around all of life.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, meeting the in-laws for the first time. How'd it go? Say no, Wolf.
Okay, so my husband was in the military, and we had only been dating for a couple months, and he was about to deploy. And his sister messaged me on
me. I don't know what's going on with this piece of equipment that I'm using here, but it is going completely crazy. I'll get that call back. I'll play that call for you. I'm going to restart it because that's what you're supposed to do. Restart it. Does it not work? Restart it. That's engineering talk for restart it.
Right.
That's engineering talk for I fixed it. I restarted it. 738 now. Beautiful day today. Plenty of sunshine. Stories about meeting the in-laws. 680. Well, if you can text in if you'd like it, that same number.
You say you'll be down in fact.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Meeting the in-laws for the first time. What's your story?
When I first met my husband and he took me to meet his mom,
she turned around and she said to him, she said, you know, that one's a keeper, and if you don't keep her, I'm going to throw you out. It's been 21 years. We're still together.
You're a keeper, girl.
Thank you. How do you find out about the Dollywood tickets or whatever?
Well, we're going to do, I'm glad you asked that question. We are going to give you a chance to win the Dollywood tickets at 8 o'clock. We'll give you a keyword that you can text in. We'll give you the text number. And if you win, you'll be notified. It's that easy.
Okay.
That's at 8
I
o'clock.
Love Dollywood.
About 8 o'clock. About 8 o'clock.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
This morning, the Wake Up with the Wolf. I can't even get my words
take
out.
Take two, Annie. Take two. Take
this
two.
This morning, the Wake Up with the Wolf show salutes Chat Moss, Virginia. Population 1,316.
Salute.
93.1 The Wolf.
We made USAA renters insurance for the stuff you love.
Still chasing you.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. Morgan Wallen and Chasing You. 7:54, it's time to celebrate.
Cause it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregating. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations.
Happy birthday to you if you are celebrating today. Let's get wild on this Wednesday. You share your birthday with Matthew McConaughey, who is 51. Can I get a
all right?
P. Diddy is also 51. The Survivor host, Jeff Probst, is 59. Kathy Griffin is 60, and Laura Bush is 74 today. We have some local birthdays out there. Jennifer Carter of Graham, Benjamin Gaddy of Yakinville, Martha Washman of Louisville, and Jeff Watkins of Burlington. Happy birthday, y'all. You can get your special day in now so we can shout you out every single morning right here, 755. 931wolfcountry.com is a place to go. And, you know, just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you.
Good as you.
Okay, it's time right now with a family four-pack of tickets to experience Dollywood's award-winning Smoky Mountain Christmas. That's 5 million shimmering holiday lights plus shows and more. Grand prize winner also wins two-night stay at Spring Hill Suites by Marriott Pigeon Forge. Here's your keyword.
Ooh.
Park. P-A-R-K. P-A-R-K. Text that now to 20357. That's PARK, P-A-R-K. Text it now to 20357. Win your family four-pack of tickets and qualify for that two-night stay at the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott at Pigeon Forge. 5 million lights. How do they do that? Dang. I thought hanging 100 was tough. Jeez.
This truck needs a half tank. These wicking boots. Knocking boots. Me and you.
Knocking boots. I wonder what he's talking about. It's 8:05. Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase off today. Land of Law and Order. Here we come. Time for Nimrod News. Now, there are plenty of people who've fallen for con artists running all sorts of different scams. We hear about it every day. But I'm pretty sure no one has ever fallen for this scam before. A doctor in India recently went to the police after he realized that he'd been conned into buying Aladdin's lamp for $41,000.
Oh, no.
He says he was treating an older woman, and her two sons would come along and, quote, started telling me about a genie. They started brainwashing me.
Mm.
Then they conjured up the genie from the lamp to meet the doctor.
Oh, no.
But it was all fake. And the doctor says the genie even performed some miracles. The genie performed some miracles.
To be a fly on the wall, how did they pull this off?
Well, to help sell the con even more, Annie, I'm glad you asked that question. The guys had Aladdin himself come over to meet the doctor, and Jesus. The doctor says he just figured out, hey, it's one of those guys in a costume.
Yes. Wow.
They wanted $200,000 for the lamp, but the doctor agreed, hey, wait a minute, that's a lot of money. I'll only give you a down payment. Here's $41,600 for the down payment on the lamp. I'll get you the rest of the 200 G's when I can. It was right after he gave them the $41,600 that he realized he'd been scammed.
That's when you realize.
Those dirty scammers. The police have caught the two guys, but their mother is still on the run.
Oh.
So. You know,
whatever school that doctor went to, I'm going to say we probably should avoid any doctors from that same school.
Yeah. Again, he only gave them $41,000. He was smart enough not to give them the whole 200 G's up front. There's a down payment. I got to make sure that the lamp works and all.
Maybe that's why we call it Nimrod News.
Yeah. Come on, man. Come on. You knew that wasn't the real Aladdin.
17, you don't think that much about life. You just...
And now it's time for
Five things you need to know.
Well, we got five things you need to know for Wednesday, and I'm covering for Chase, so hopefully I can keep up with all the nerdy stuff he sees. I actually don't know how nerdy it is. He actually did pretty good today. So we're going to start out with a woman in Australia won the $1.4 million jackpot. She made a pact with her sister years ago to split it, and she is now sticking to her promise, which is pretty cool. The winner said she's going to give half her winnings to her sister. The long-held pact between the two women was to split any major lottery jackpots they might win. The sister buys set-for-life tickets, and she buys the Saturday lotto tickets. And they've always just said, if either of us wins, we'll go half. So she's going to stick to her agreement, which I think is great.
What a great thing, not only to say that if you win, you're going to split, but then you win.
I know. I think my sisters would probably hold true to that, too, though. So I think it's a nice bond to have, you know? Can a restaurant predict your order?
They can't even remember my order. Write it down, people.
Well, Restaurant Brands International, they own Burger King and Popeyes. They have announced plans to upgrade drive-thrus at over 10,000 restaurants across the U.S. and Canada, and it'll make you experience a faster and, in some cases, maybe even predict what you want. It's a modernized system, and it involves installing over 40,000 digital drive-through screens with predictive selling technology. Basically, it's going to suggest items based on previous orders, the trending promotions, the time of day it is, and then local weather.
Okay. All right.
Right. And I think of it as a psychic lunch lady, you know?
Okay. All right.
So we're still unable to project a winner in the election. It's very close, right, Dale?
Super close, super heavy turnout. Just to give you an idea of how close it is, I'll give you the electoral votes in a second, but the actual number of votes, Joe Biden has 68,517,543 votes. President Trump has 65,927,558 votes. It is so close. And in terms of electoral votes, you need 270 to win. Joe Biden has 225 electoral votes as of right now. The president, Donald Trump, has 213 electoral votes. Everybody's watching Pennsylvania and Michigan right now. A couple of those big battleground states and big electoral votes. I think Pennsylvania has like 20 electoral votes, and Michigan has 16, maybe 16 or 19. I don't remember which, but it's a big deal. Still counting.
United States of anxiety, am I right?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's just on edge like crazy, you know. And they had predicted, experts had said, this may be the most stressful day of most people's lives today.
I believe it. Yeah. Well, you know, we can probably calm that stress down a little bit because it is National Candy Day. I thought for sure it would be on Halloween, but I guess we're wrong. It's today. And if you didn't know, before we were popping all those sugary treats every chance we get, it was originally a form of medicine. The candy calmed the digestive system or cooled a sore throat. And at that time, combined with spices and sugar, candy only appeared in purses and dishes of wealthy people. And now you can just find it about anywhere.
No wonder I'm so healthy. It's all that candy I've been eating all my life.
That's what it is, right. And your fun fact for today, poltergeist comes from the German words polterngeist, which translates to noisy ghost. Thanks, Chase.
Yeah. You the man, buddy.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
things you need to know.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. It's 8:32, and when Wednesday rolls around, it's Wet Nose Wednesday, and Annie probably has a potential new pet for us. What you got, Annie?
I hope it's someone's new pet. That's why we do this. We've got Kane. He is a male bull terrier mix. He's 6 years old, weighs around 58 pounds, and he was surrendered to the Guilford County Animal Shelter at the end of September because his last owner could no longer care for him properly. Kane came into the shelter. He had a few issues, but they've gotten them taken care of. He's under, you know, recovery with the medical staff there. He is so treat motivated, so he will do anything for a treat. So will I.
He's
Gail,
like me.
I'm sure you're the
He's
same.
Like
one.
Us. Yeah.
Right. Very smart and learns quickly. Maybe we should adopt him. He'd get along with us. We'll make him a part of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
I know.
And he's really come out of his shell since being at the Guilford County Animal Shelter. He was pretty shy and a little off-putting, but he's very loving and he's a gentle dog. And he could be a great companion for your house. And if you were looking for one, look no further than your local animal shelter. Stop by and see the animals and our friends at Guilford County Animal Shelter. And don't forget to love on Kane while you're there. If you want to see a picture of him, get more information on anything I just talked about, head over to our website, 931wolfcountry.com.
You were right. Let's really give him something to talk about, baby.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. Chase off today, back tomorrow. In case you've been busy with Halloween and the election and everything else and hadn't heard, we're doing a cool thing. It only happens here on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. We're giving away 4 packs of tickets to Dollywood's award-winning Smoky Mountain Christmas. We do it every morning at 8 o'clock. 5 million lights. I still don't understand how they do that. They must be working. Let's work on that all summer. 5 million lights. Holy cow. They got a bunch of shows and everything else there. Plus, the grand prize winner is going to win a 2-night stay at the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott in Pigeon Forge. So, again, we do that every morning at 8 o'clock right here on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Good luck to you tomorrow.
93.1 The Wolf.
With more new country for Stokes.
Love you more, baby, love you more.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. That's Morgan Wallen's More Than My Hometown. It's 8:52. It's the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Time for that next door news. What you got, Annie?
So things are getting more and more ridiculous the longer we are staying home. And I think people are just getting bored. And we all know what happens to idle minds. they become a playground for mischief and mayhem and a stomping ground for tearing a neighbor down. Now, in my Nextdoor app, we share a lot of what's going on around here in Kernersville, but this literally is in my neighborhood on my street. One of my neighbors has received a letter from someone else who is acting like they are the HOA when we don't even have one here. That's why we moved here. Excellent trick-or-treating and zero homeowners association. So someone's taking matters into their own hands. But nevertheless, some type of HOA gauntlet has been thrown, and here is the scoop. Jennifer, my neighbor, got this note on some passive-aggressive purple stationery, and it looks something out of, you know, my grandma's house, little butterflies and flowers. And anyways, the letter says, "Please, we hope you guys will consider changing the color of your house. It doesn't look good. Giant frowny face. Don't take it personal. We appreciate you very much, but ... consider it, please." To which Jennifer, my neighbor, she rebutted, and she basically was very upset at this point. She goes, "I found this in my mailbox today. Not sure who sent it to us, but would like to let you know if you are serious. I am open under the following conditions. You bring me the color palette with a selection of colors that is approved by you, the HOA now, and the application form to do so. We'll agree on the colors together, and I'll complete and drop off the form back to you in pen so you can't change it. And you pay for any and all deposits, and you pay the company of my choice in full to paint the entire house. Apparently, you already know where we live. So if you agree to these terms, please reach out to me and introduce yourself, as I would be thrilled to make you happy. So, basically...
I gotta tell you. I could be pressed to violence in a situation like that.
Right. How do you not want to kill your neighbor at that point? And I personally just don't understand why what other people or your neighbors do with their home or their stuff is ever anybody else's concern. But I guess we all got to live for something, right?
Yeah, I have never been in what I would consider a perfect neighbor situation before.
Right.
They've all had some sort of issue. The one with the fewest issues, next door neighbor in Atlanta, constantly working on his house, scaffolding on the front of it. He's a putterer arounder, and our neighborhood was not the kind of neighborhood that appreciated that kind of stuff.
I've lucked out. Most of my neighbors seem pretty great. I think me and my family are always the white trash ones in the neighborhood. Like, we're the ones throwing down Halloween out here. Like, the whole neighborhood can see it.
I overlooked everything the next door neighbor there did because he was constantly bringing over food to the house that he had made. He's sort of an amateur chef. And he would bring this delicious food over. You got knocking on the back door. Hey.
Yes, please.
Here you go.
Yeah.
Thanks, you know, Steve. Have a good one, buddy.
Steve is a keeper, okay?
He was.
You know, all I'd say to this neighbor personally, I'd just be like, dear neighbor, thank you for the kind note. I take cash or check.
Right. Yes.
So, or shut up.
I prefer cash. Now, I mean, right. just to be clear.
That check could bounce. Anyways, I want to know all your saucy neighborhood news, so you can hit us at 336-680-WOLF. We love text messages. Or hit us in the DMs at 931-THE-WOLF.
Tell me this, do you kiss on the first day? Don't hold anything down. What's your dream job, girl? Where's your hometown? Yeah, what makes your world spin around and around? And are you down? Tell me everything till there's nothing I don't know about you. I don't know about you. We can dip, we can slip out the bank. Play the same, put your feet on my dash. Find a spot past the railroad tracks and never look back. But before that, what's your name? What's your sign? What's your birthday? What's your wrist tattoo, Bible verse? Tell me this, do you kiss on the first day? Don't hold anything back. What's your dream job, girl? Where's your hometown? Yeah, what makes your world spin around and around? And are you down to get out of here too? Tell me everything till there's nothing I don't know about you. Got my heart beating in this bar. Tonight we can jump in, fall into something. And the perfect place to start is, what's your name? What's your sign? What's your birthday? What's your wrist tattoo, Bible verse? Hey, tell me this, do you kiss on the first day? Don't hold anything back. What's your dream job, girl? Where's your hometown? Yeah, what makes your world spin around and around? And are you down to get out of here too? Tell me everything till there's nothing I don't know about you.
Tell me everything, tell me everything, tell me everything till there's nothing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.